Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing here at WMFO. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair. Hope your week was a good one, but if not, I've got a special show for you tonight that will certainly get your weekend started off on the right foot. It will be 1 year ago tomorrow, March 13th, 2020, when I last broadcast Songs from the Squid Pod live from the studio here at WMFO due to the coronavirus pandemic. That show happened to be my 2020 Ladies of the 80s edition of the Squid Pod, as we celebrated Women's History Month that night. And tonight we're going to do it all over again as we spend the next hour listening to some of the greatest and most influential female artists from the 1980s. Amongst some of those tracks, I've sprinkled in a few excerpts from historical speeches given by prominent women, so keep an ear out for those highlights. In addition to the 80s hip-hop artist of the week and the 80s hair metal band of the week being represented by female artists tonight, so is the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago this week, Dolly Parton became the second female artist to have the same single reach number one on the US Hot 100 and the country music charts. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is 9 to 5, which you are listening to in the background. 9 to 5 was Dolly Parton's first and only number one on the US Hot 100. Here You Come Again from 1977 reached number 3. 9 to 5 was written for the 1980 comedy film of the same name. Sheena Easton's 1980 UK hit 9 to 5 was renamed to Morning Train 9 to 5 when it was released here in the States. That was a number one hit for her. We also have a bonus Squid Pod 80s trivia tonight. As I mentioned, Dolly Parton became the second female artist to have the same single reach number one on the US Hot 100 and the country music charts with her single 9 to 5. Name the first female artist to achieve that feat. The answer to the bonus Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Jeannie C. Riley's Harper Valley PTA from 1968. Harper Valley PTA missed reaching number one simultaneously on the US Hot 100 and the country music charts by 1 week. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio.
Thank you.
The leader of the opposition seek to impose his double standard on this parliament. Sexism should always be unacceptable. We should conduct ourselves as it should be always unacceptable. The leader of the opposition says do something. Well, he could do something himself. If he wants to deal with sexism in this parliament, he could change his behaviour. He could apologise for all these past statements. He could apologise for standing next to signs describing me as a witch and a bitch, terminology that is now objected to by the front bench of the opposition. He could change a standard himself if he sought to do so. But we will see none of that from the Leader of the Opposition, because on these questions he is incapable of change. Capable of double standards, but incapable of change. His double standards should not rule this parliament. Good sense, common sense, proper process is what should rule this parliament. That's what I believe is the path forward for this parliament, not the kind of double standards and political game playing imposed by the Leader of the Opposition, now looking at his watch because apparently a woman's spoken too long.
are listening to the 2021 celebration of the ladies of the 80s here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We started the show with Tina Marie, who would have turned 65 last week. We heard the track I Need Your Lovin' from her 1980 release Irons in the Fire. Queen Latifah was the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. She explained to us the nature of a sista from her 1991 album of the same name. Mixed in with Nature of a Sista was an excerpt from a speech former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard gave in the Australian Parliament back in 2012. Now known as the misogyny speech, it was in reaction to the opposition leader Tony Abbott accusing her of sexism. The 80s hair metal band of the week was Lita Ford. We listened to Gotta Let Go from her second album, Dancing on the Edge, which was released in 1984. Plenty of music to get to tonight, folks, as usual. So let's dive back in with Blondie's fourth and final number one U.S. hit here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Man to man, that's toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. balls where the TV's on. Now he's gone back up to space, where he would have a hassle with the human race. Sang you hip hop? And don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
And don't understand how much antagonism there is toward women and how many people wish we could turn the clock back. One of the things people always say to you when you get upset is don't take it personally, but listen hard to what's going on in the world, and I beg you to take it personally. Understand this. Every attack on Hillary Clinton for not knowing her place is an attack on you. When Elizabeth Dole pretends she isn't really serious about her career, that is an attack on you. The acquittal of O.J. Simpson is an attack on you. Any move to limit abortion rights is an attack on you, whether or not you believe in abortion. The fact that Clarence Thomas is sitting on the Supreme Court today is an attack on you.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoy Fair. 40 years ago this week, Blondie's Rapture cracked the top 10 on the U.S. Hot 100 chart and on its way to number one. That was their fourth and final number one here in the States. That was also the very first number one song to feature rap vocals. Included in Blondie's Rapture was part of Nora Ephron's commencement address to the class of 1996 at Wellesley. If you're unfamiliar with Nora, she was an American journalist, writer, and filmmaker, and is probably best known for her romantic comedy films such as Silkwood, When Harry Met Sally, and Sleepless in Seattle. Linda Clifford followed with Shoot Your Best Shot from her 1980 release, I'm Yours. We are celebrating Women's History Month here on Songs from the Squid Pod, so let's start the next set with an excerpt from the late Shirley Chisholm, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
These children are our future. And it's important for women to move out in the political area of this country on the city level, the statewide level, and on the national level. Not because we hate men, as people sometimes want to say. It's not a question of hating men at all. It is a question of recognizing that in the term of human events and the course of circumstances in this nation, that unless women who are the natural instructors of the young have the opportunity to sit in these legislative bodies and speak about the child care centers, speak about the importance of a child having 3 glasses of milk a day, speak about the fact that it is necessary for children in Appalachia in the South to get that hot lunch because it perhaps is the only meal that they can get. Speak about the fact that there's a need for daycare centers, not because of some socialistic concept, as some of these Neanderthal gentlemen talk about when they stand in the well of the House of Representatives. The fact is that 60% of the American women today are working. Women who have children between the ages of 5 and 15. And they're not working in order to acquire some kind of luxuries. They're working because many of them are the sole parent in the household. They're working because in so many instances, the husbands and the fathers are not earning enough money in order to take care of the basic necessities of life, food, shelter, and clothing. And in order to do this, they need to have places where their children can be cared for intellectually, psychologically, physically, and educationally. And that is what child care centers are about.
Yeah. touching ground with us. But I quit, I give up. Nothing's good enough for anybody else, it seems.
All I'm going to say in conclusion is this. Too late now for us to go back to the cotton fields and back to the kitchens. We've come too far. I remember when I got started about some 21 years ago in the women's movement, a lot of women in this country, black and white, thought I was crazy. Particularly a lot of black and minority women couldn't understand Shirley Chisholm linking up with white women for the women's movement. Change doesn't come about by masses. Change comes about by catalysts who dare. Change comes about by those who put their neck on the chopping block and hopefully are able to withstand the insults, the giggles, the snickers, the laughter. I know I've met so many women, very conservative white women, who do not understand me, nor do I expect them to understand me, who can't understand what I'm, what are you belly aching about, in a sense. And I've had to tell them in no uncertain terms, let me tell you something. You don't have to be a part of the women's movement or any movement. You're now making $35,000 a year as a vice president of a corporation. I sent some very conservative women executives in this country that I addressed recently. More of them in that room were making $30,000 to $80,000 a year. Smug as they could be. And just didn't understand what women are, you know, why we're fighting, what have you. And I said to them, you may not understand what some of us have been fighting about, but I want to tell you here and now, you would not be making that $35,000 to $80,000 a year if it wasn't for women like myself and others who dared to challenge the traditional system that kept you back. And now you're enjoying the fruit of what you did.
You have been listening to the 2021 celebration of the Ladies of the 80s here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host this evening. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. when we take another trip back to the 80s. In the meantime, let's chat about what you've been listening to. We started and ended the last set with clips from Shirley Chisholm's 1983 speech at Greenfield High School in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Susie and the Banshees followed with Fireworks from 1982. Edie Brickell of Edie Brickell and New Bohemians celebrated her 55th birthday on Wednesday. We listened to Circle from her 1988 debut, Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars. The Slits gave us Typical Girls from their 1979 release, Cut. And in the background, you're listening to the Cocteau Twins and Pearly Dewdrops Drops. This version is from the 1984 12-inch The Spangle Maker. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, and remember, keep wearing those masks. Ciao. Peace.
I believe that now, on the eve of a new millennium, it is time to break the silence. It is time for us to say here in Beijing, and for the world to hear, that it is no longer acceptable to discuss women's rights as separate from human rights. It is a violation of human rights when a leading cause of death worldwide among women ages 14 to 44 is the violence they are subjected to in their own homes by their own relatives. It is a violation of human rights when young girls are brutalized by the painful and degrading practice of genital mutilation. It is a violation of human rights when women are denied the right to plan their own families, and that includes being forced to have abortions or being sterilized against their will. If there is one message that echoes forth from this conference, let it be that human rights are women's rights, and women's rights are human rights once and for all.
Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you. Give birth again to the dream. Women, children, men, take it into the palms of your hands. Mold it into the shape of your most private need. Sculpt it into the image of your most public self. Lift up your hearts. Each new hour holds new chances for new beginnings. Do not be wedded forever to fear, yoked eternally to brutishness. The horizon leans forward, offering you space to place new steps of change. Here, on the pulse of this fine day, you may have the courage to look up and out and upon me, the rock, the river, the tree, your country. No less to Midas than the mendicant, no less to you now than the mastodon then. Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.